Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very well, yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Not too bad. It was another week with Brent setting fresh highs last week, this time over $67 per barrel. But firstly, the inventory figures. What did they tell us about the impact of the cold weather in the US?
Well, yes, we've been waiting to receive last week's figures because they would give us an insight into what was happening the week before that, which was the week that was most significantly affected by the cold weather. And there was indeed a significant hit to domestic US production, which fell by over 1 million barrels per day on average during the week before last. And that took it to its lowest level since early 2018. But far from that leading to a significant fall in US crude inventories, they actually rose. And this is because, as well as output of crude declining, there was also a very significant decline in refinery activity. So this meant that the refineries were consuming less crude, and that offset the decline in crude production. But that, of course, that also means that the refineries are producing a lot less refined products, so sort of petrol and diesel and so forth. So you would then expect perhaps that there would be a fall in inventories of those refined products. But actually, that didn't happen because the weather also led to disruption to transportation demand. So demand for refined products reduced as well. So what this means overall is that far from being far from the cold weather those couple of weeks ago leading to a significant disruption for the US market, actually it doesn't really seem overall, although there was of course a big disruption, overall it doesn't really seem to have affected balances of crude in the way that had been thought.
Okay, so why has the market rallied then?
Well, that's a very good question because when Brent first powered through 60 a few weeks ago and continued going higher, it was the cold weather in the US and the associated disruption that was supposedly one of the key drivers. So it is surprising then that the market's just carried on up higher rather than fall on after this news. But I think what has taken off since then over the last couple of weeks has been an increasing risk appetite for investors. I think investors have been looking for recovery plays, and of course oil is one of those sort of COVID recovery plays. There's been big speculative inflows to taking greater long positions. There's also been talk about a reflationary trend and the commodity super cycle. So we've seen fresh highs in things like base metals, copper, over $9,000 per ton. And so I think a lot of this is very, very sentiment driven.
And OPEC are meeting on Thursday. How is all of this going to influence their decision?
Well, I suppose in one way, the price being where it is now, if you think back to some of the meetings they would have had last year and the prices we've seen, it's kind of a nice problem to have. But it is a very difficult decision, really, because with the market where it is, it's very hard for the Saudis to continue to argue the case for caution. Whereas on the other hand, for Russia and others that tend to favour increasing output sooner rather than later, it's very easy to make the case that now is the time to really increase output. So there's going to be considerable pressure, I think, to increase output significantly in April and from then on. And of course, if others members generally are allowed to increase output significantly, it's hard to see how the Saudis will be prepared to retain their 1 million barrel per day cut, which they did say would only apply in February and March anyway. So there's not necessarily a reason to suspect they would continue that into April. So as well as the price of oil being high, members will also argue that the the vaccine rollout is proceeding rapidly, particularly in the US, for example, and that lockdowns are being scaled back, so that this will support demand. So that's an additional argument that people will say it's not just about the prices being inflated by speculators. There is genuine fundamental reason to believe that demand will be supported. But of course, there's still considerable unknowns. Nobody knows how successful the lockdown endings will be. Will cases rise again? Will new variants take off and be a real problem? How effective will vaccines be against them? These are all things nobody knows the answer to. So I think it's probably quite likely that OPEC will continue this sort of approach they took as announced in their December meeting, which is to outline a path for steady increases over the next few months and continue having, you know, so going into the summer, and to continue having monthly progress meetings to assess that. So I think if they do outline some sort of credible framework like that, then it may not upset market sentiment too much, but certainly there are a lot of risks connected to this meeting, I think.
Sure. Okay. And what do you think this will mean for prices?
Well, over the next few days ahead of the meeting, I think we'll see a bit of the market in a bit of a wait and see mode, really. Obviously, there'll be a reaction to any news or leaks of the, you know, what's being under discussion, as is always the case. Certainly, there's a risk of short-term disappointment over how the meeting might go, and indeed, Brent has been trading under 65 earlier on this morning. I think we'd see support coming in at $62 per barrel. There's also a trend line support which comes at around $61 per barrel, and we have the 50-day moving average around $57.50. On the other hand, if the market does move higher, we've got last week's high at $67.70 and then $70 per barrel, the figure to look out for.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thank you.